Hey.
We're here. We're back. There's no echo or anything. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we're good.
All right. Awesome. This is Caden and Addie of the Marvelous Chambunculi. We're here for a sub.
And a special guest, Owen. He's here from New York right now.
That's confusing. We have an Owen in our show. This is a different Owen.
Yes.
Owen number two. Yeah, we have a pretty great set list today. Caden, do you want to interject with the message that we have to say at the beginning of our 5 minutes?
This is the Marvelous Jumbunculi, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Okay, awesome. Just wanted to get that out of the way. Do you have anything you want to say, Owen? Do you want to grace the audience with your
What's
voice?
Up, everyone? I'd just like to say I'm really happy to be here and really excited to listen to some good music.
We'll be back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
Both Owens will be here, so you'll have two Owens in one studio.
Yeah, none of whom can fit in the studio because there's not enough space in here, so we're going to be taking little shifts in and out. Now that I say that, it sounded really bad when I said neither Owen can fit in the studio. I think you guys know what I mean because I've complained about this before. But yeah, so first up we have Champagne Supernova by Oasis, May 1st by Beach Fossils, Old Man by Neil Young, 1979 by the Smashing Pumpkins. We will probably revisit you at some point around then. But yeah, bear with us if there are any technical difficulties. At this point, there shouldn't be. We have no excuse.
In theory, hopefully.
In theory. All right, anything else before we get into the music? All right, we'll be back with you for a PSA that Owen is going to do, so you have something to look forward to. All right, guys, enjoy the music.
Special people change. How many lives are living strange? Where were you while we were getting high? Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high? Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide in a champagne supernova in the sky. Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide in a champagne supernova, a champagne supernova in the sky. Up the dawn and ask her why. A dream, she never dies. Wipe that tear away now from your eye. Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high? Someday you will find me.
Champagne supernova.
life, I'm a lot like you were. Oh man, look at my life, I'm a lot like you were. Of my life, 24, and there's so much more. Live alone in a paradise that makes me think of two. Love lost, such a cost. Give me things that don't get lost, like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home.
Oh, chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. Tell me, how long you gonna stay here, Joe? Some people say this town don't look good in snow. You don't care, I know. Ventura Highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine. You're gonna go, I know.
Thank you, Kaden, for pausing this song.
Of course.
We're so back. It's a little shy of when we need to be doing the PSA.
We're very excited for our PSA.
Is that what PSA?
No, that's what Owen called. Not this Owen. Other Owen.
Is that other Owen?
Yeah.
I think maybe he's made it sound a little bit less suspicious than I just made it sound. But
he definitely did, yeah.
Yeah, so you said you have a little fun fact for the audience about Steely Dan.
Oh, that's all Owen. Here you go, bud.
Hey,
just
so
an illusion will suffice.
I'm a music student at NYU, and in my textbook recently, I came across a little fun fact that Steely Dan is named after something pretty interesting. Y'all should look it up if you're curious.
Yeah.
I'd highly recommend.
I think if we say it on air, we might get in trouble, so we're not gonna. But
it's like virtually the same thing as doing that.
Like a little bit, but I think everyone should look it up.
I found the fact incredibly entertaining, and I think it's even funnier that it was in a textbook.
I found out over breakfast. It was great.
Question mark? This was like a class assignment?
Yes, it was. I'm studying for my final right now, so.
I really hope your teacher puts this on your final.
It very much may be. So
that's hilarious.
We'll
oh my god, I would love to see that. Please let us know if it ends up on there.
Oh, I'll keep you all updated if it is.
Yeah, we'll loop back around to it. Second semester, Marvelous Jumbuckle, maybe we'll even be on air when everyone is actually awake.
Maybe not 7 a.m.? Crazy?
Get the update. Yeah, wait, did you have anything you wanted to say about Steely Dan? I feel like there was a mutual...
Oh, I just... Steely Dan specifically... We're playing Only a Fool Would Say That a little bit later on in our set. And specifically that album is the one that I would listen to when I was learning how to drive with my dad. So we would drive in circles, first around a parking lot and then around like East Hampton, listening to that album on repeat until I like eventually went on the highway and then freaked out and we had to turn off the music.
The first time I learned how to drive, like I was really behind the wheel. I was also in a parking lot and there was a torrential downpour unlike anything we'd seen that entire year. I mean, I was going like 20 miles an hour in the parking lot, but also my dad's way of like the metric that he uses to like grade how well I did is like ABC, like, you know.
Oh, so you were getting letter grades.
Yeah. So I remember it was like pouring and I pulled into this spot and he was like, B minus.
Okay. I would crash out.
Yeah.
My dad taught me to parallel park by putting two bottles of like antifreeze on the ground and I couldn't see them. So I didn't actually learn how to parallel park. He would just yell at me until I stopped hitting them. It worked in the end. Guys, I learned and I got my license. It was great.
I'm glad.
Yeah, I got my license 2 days before coming to Tufts.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really cutting it close.
Oh yeah, it was real stressful. But it worked.
It worked. And in New York too.
And in New York. Got my license in Long Island.
Yeah, so the most important part of this show, as everyone knows, is it's an informational station, right? So, like, we need to be spreading facts.
Educational, one might even say.
This PSA in particular has given all of us a really difficult time.
So much trouble.
So what else would we do than give our guest...
Our beloved guest.
Our beloved unsuspecting guest...
Who has been reading over PSA. This PSA for the past, like, 10 minutes
it's
to try and
brutal.
Practice it.
I didn't do it right. You probably didn't.
I stumbled through it.
Yeah, I just, if someone, I think this information needs to be known maybe.
By maybe no actually. One, actually? I don't think it's very, you know what? No, it is important.
It's important. I also just, I just think it's, yeah. I don't think we need to preface it. Just go ahead and give it a listen. Owen, take it off.
Go for
take it. Take it off.
All right.
Take it away.
This is, this is numbers to think about worldwide cost of American healthcare. I'm a little congested right now, forgive me. The annual worldwide economy is about $70 trillion. The U.S. gross domestic product is the largest of any single country at $15 trillion, followed by China's $7 trillion GDP, with the United States comprising slightly less than 5% of the world's population and 5% of Americans accounting for half of the $2.5 trillion annually spent in the U.S. on healthcare. That means almost 2% of the world's economy is devoted to just the medical costs of 0.25%. That's 0.25% of the planet's population. So that's numbers to think about from WFMO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Thank you very much.
Almost perfect. Almost 100%. Other than the fact that it's WMFO.
Not WFMO.
Almost all the statistics were correct. I could not for the life of me say those words. Granted, it was 7 a.m., but even now I think I would.
I think you did a good job going through it slowly because we both rushed through it, I think.
I
went fast and it did not work.
And also, for the audience that can't see the page, it's like a bunch of pictures of burgers and food. There's something really unsettling about staring at four burgers. Each of them have an abnormal amount of patties as well.
They just gain more and more patties. There's the single bypass burger, the double bypass burger, the triple bypass, and the quadruple bypass, as well as flatliner fries, Jolt Cola, and no filter cigs. So, in case you were wondering...
Flatline fries is crazy.
Yeah, they're deep fried and, in all caps, pure lard. So,
you could die from a single thing of fries. Okay, well, the statistics say what they say.
Yeah, they speak for themselves.
They speak for themselves. All right, we do have still two more songs from me and then a bunch of Caden. Maybe we'll skip one of my songs so that Caden can have his fair share of the set. But we have Rhiannon by Fleetwood Mac, Rich Girl by Daryl Hall and
John Oates,
yeah. And then we go into Caden's set, which is Brandy...
You're a Fine Girl by Looking Glass. For what it's worth, Buffalo Springsteen. And then we'll probably be back?
Yeah.
Maybe
we'll,
not?
We'll revisit at least one or two more times. All right, well, until then, we hope you guys enjoy the show. Thank you.
You're a rich girl and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
She hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl. something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Down at the New Amsterdam. stars.
Just can't fake it.
just can't stay together, don't you feel it too? Still, I'm glad for what we had and how I once loved you. But it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it, something
back.
Hey.
Let me make sure. All right. I hope you enjoyed our set. It's the next DJ is in the room with us, so we're gonna say our goodbyes and let her take over. Shout out Ella.
Yeah.
Who's in the room right next to us right now? Yeah. Do you have anything you want to say, Owen, before it's your last?
I'm just happy I was able to be a part of it and that I didn't butcher the PSA
bad. Yeah. You'll be here tomorrow morning as well, right?
So yeah,
I'll be back.
We are expecting another fun fact from your textbook.
Yeah, lock in on
I'll
that.
I'll do some reading tonight.
There you go.
Oh, do your
oh,
reading.
We can't so wait.
We can. Yeah, more look up suggestions for the audience next time. All right, Caden, do you have something really important to say?
This has been Marvelous Jumbunculi, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
All right. We're going to turn on automation, so whatever happens from this point forward is
not ours.
Our fault. Yeah. We do this all the time, and weird things start playing, and it's not us. I just need people to know that. All right. But yeah, thank you guys for tuning in, and we will catch you guys tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. For those of you who decide to tune in.
See you then.
Yeah,
thank you.
Then.
Bye.
Bye. Hey.
All right, anybody except for the radio?
I would love to hear the radio. Yeah.
Say to Ron, you know I've had feelings for you for a long time. We'd be good together. I'm a good cook. You like your feet rubbed? I bet you do. I'll rub them. I